1.6 million people rely on water from the Great Miami Aquifer, including companies like Procter & Gamble and the region's growing number of breweries. Richard Dubé pours a Hutipal lager while standing in his tiny but high-tech lab. He's vice president of brewing and quality for Christian Moorlein, and he knows a thing or two about needing water.
When you reach a one barrel of beer for about, you know, 6 to 7 barrels of water, you're doing awfully good.
Dubé uses technologies to change the mineral content to his preferred specifications, so it doesn't have to be pristine coming in, but the brewery does need access to a lot of water. University of Cincinnati Senior Vice President of Research William Ball says Moorlein isn't alone.
A clean aquifer and a clean river is a big attractant to industry.
So UC and the University of Dayton are preparing to sign a deal to study the aquifer. Wright State, Miami, Central State, and Northern Kentucky University may join in too. They'll start by drilling 4 wells into the aquifer near where the Great Miami and Ohio rivers meet.
And what we want to be able to do is to create a test bed along that entire aquifer to be able to monitor the quality of the aquifer in real time.
Researchers at UD, led by environmental engineering professor Philip Taylor, will create tiny high-tech sensors to fit inside the wells to collect that real-time data.
I think University of Cincinnati is going to be more involved in some of the hydrology kind of measurements, but my group is more interested in the chemistry. So we're going to determine the organic levels in the water, whether they're chemicals of emerging concern, pharmaceuticals, things that are unregulated at this point.
They'll also look for metals like arsenic and nitrates and atrazine from agricultural runoff. Taylor believes the project will be the first of its kind.
I think there are people studying groundwater, but nobody's really looking at an aquifer like ours, which is fairly unique anyway. So, but I think you'd want to take data for certainly 5 to 10 years at a minimum, probably longer than that.
Everyone agrees the aquifer's quality is currently very good. UC's Ball says the project is about keeping it that way.
But what happens in the future as industry wants to move into an area? There may be increasing threats to that aquifer. So what is good today may not be the case tomorrow. In addition, all those Superfund sites and all the potential threats around the aquifer right now are not directly threatening the aquifer by contaminating it, at least to our knowledge. That may not always be the case.
The aquifer monitoring program could also attract desirable companies and jobs to the region, and UD's sensor technology could be expanded and turned into a revenue generator.
That technology could be ported across the United States and sent throughout the world, because I guarantee you the aquifers in China are not nearly as clean.
Well construction will begin once the partnership is finalized and funds are secured. The first 4 could be in place as soon as the end of this year, giving the research teams and the rest of us something to raise a glass to. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.